Some of you on this committee appear to believe that Russia and its security services did not conduct a campaign against our country, and that perhaps, somehow, for some reason, Ukraine did.
That's Fiona Hill. She's an expert on Russia and the former Soviet Union. She was an advisor to the Trump administration, but resigned in July. The World's Matthew Bell has been on the impeachment inquiry for us all week and watched today's proceedings. We just heard a bit of Fiona Hill's opening statement there, Matthew. What was the broader point she was trying to make?
So just a bit more background on Fiona Hill. She's an experienced national security expert. She was on the National Security Council reporting to John Bolton, the former national security advisor for Donald Trump. Hill is also the author of a well-regarded biography on Vladimir Putin. She's a fierce critic of Putin, Putin's policies out of Russia. So in her relatively short opening statement this morning, she went out of her way to make this to make two points. One was that she takes this impeachment inquiry very seriously, she said. But one thing she does not take seriously are some of the conspiracy theories that the Republicans have alluded to as this story has played out. And here's why.
In the course of this investigation, I would ask that you please not promote politically driven falsehoods that so clearly advance Russian interests. As Republicans and Democrats have agreed for decades, Ukraine is a valued partner of the United States. And it plays an important role in our national security. And as I told the committee last month, I refuse to be part of an effort to legitimize an alternate narrative that the Ukrainian government is a U.S. adversary and that Ukraine, not Russia, attacked us in 2016.
She was pretty blunt there. How did the Republicans respond to that?
Devin Nunes is the ranking member. He responded by addressing it sort of preemptively in his own opening remarks. As he's done before, he said that he disparaged the Democrats. He disparaged this whole process, calling it a kangaroo court. He said this thing has moved from the Russia hoax to the shoddy Ukraine sequel. But on this GOP line of questioning that Ukraine was indeed meddling in the 2016 elections, and Nunes said that the Democrats were colluding with the Ukrainians, Nunes did not back down.
Needless to say, it is entirely possible for two separate nations to engage in election meddling at the same time. And Republicans believe we should take meddling seriously by all foreign countries, regardless of which campaign is the target.
Nunes also held up a report written by the Republicans in Congress about Russian meddling that was put out back in 2018.
I'm going to ask my staff to hand these reports to our two witnesses today just so they can have a recollection of their memory.
So as the back and forth got underway and Fiona Hill had a chance to respond to that, what did she say?
Hill sort of took the committee back in time looking at the 2016 election. She said that she had no interest in tipping the scales one way or another on the question of impeachment, but she wants the facts to be heard because of what's at stake, she said, for U.S. national security.
The goal of the Russians was really to put whoever became the president by trying to tip their hands on one side of the scale under a cloud. So if Secretary, former First Lady, former Senator Clinton had been elected as president, as indeed many expected in the run-up to the election in 2016, she too would have had major questions about her legitimacy.
So Hill is describing a basic disinformation campaign there, something that the Republicans have pointed to are examples of Ukrainian government officials saying disparaging things about Donald Trump. They've suggested that Trump naturally was worried that Ukraine was out to get him. Did Fiona Hill give any context there?
She did, and those quotes are out there. You can find them on the internet. There's a Politico article from 2017. It was mentioned a couple of times in this hearing today. This was written by journalist Ken Vogel. Fiona Hill said that she remembers when the story came out, includes quotes from Ukrainians criticizing Trump, praising Hillary Clinton. She said that the Ukrainians basically bet on the wrong horse. But she also went on to point on something else about this story.
However, I do want to point out that the crux of the article here by Mr. Vogel is he said there was little evidence of a top-down effort by Ukraine. And he makes a distinction between the Russian effort that was personally directed by Russian President Putin and involved the country's military and foreign intelligence services. Now, I don't think that those two things are exactly the same.
So also testifying today, Marco, was David Holmes. He serves at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, but it was really Fiona Hill that took the spotlight. And tomorrow, no hearings.
The World's Matthew Bell, thank you as always.
Thank you.